I'm the chair of Man City Women FC's OSC. I've been supporting the girls since before they turned pro.
And I'm Jane. I am the branch secretary of the Manchester City Women Supporters Club.
Very good. Right, so we just want to just have a brief chat. A lot's been going on over the summer. Obviously, perhaps the season didn't end as well as we'd hoped, but they've addressed some sort of key areas with some big signings, and we've also lost two, maybe three players at the time of obviously recording this. Just wanted to get your views really on what you think, how things have been going over the summer and what you're looking forward to at the new start of the new season.
I have to say I'm really pleased that Weir's coming, because I actually would have liked to have seen her with us last year, so I think that's a pretty good signing. We're going to lose players over the seasons, like any club, as long as we bring the strength into the club. Would have been nice to see some more of our youngsters come up, because we have certain talent, but obviously they've gone to another club within the city.
Do we dare talk about?
No.
No. Just another club within the city. And I'm looking forward to seeing Caroline Weir personally. Yeah. It will be great.
Okay.
I think.
Jane?
I am really excited about some of the signings we've made over the summer. I think Lauren Hemp is a fantastic player to have her in the squad, and kind of seeing how she can progress playing alongside the calibre of players she's going to be playing with will be brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Tessa Willert play as well. Mm. I think she's a class player.
Yeah. And obviously at the time of recording the podcast, we're just at the launch for the official Manchester City Women's Supporters Club yearbook. We found out yesterday rumours of Izzy probably leaving to go to Lyon. People are a little bit disappointed, obviously, because she did sign that contract last season. It was a bit of a surprise to hear that she may be leaving the club. But obviously, we have brought in new players and quality players at that. How do you feel about that?
A little bit disappointed. Shocked, really, I think. Mm. Like anyone, that we're losing Izzy. Came out of the blue, like you said. We didn't expect Izzy to be leaving. I'm even, to be honest, shocked that she's... I understand Lyon, because obviously they win trophies, but just a surprise that Lyon took Izzy over some of our players. But yeah, really disappointed. She's been a great ambassador over the years for us. On the field and off the field, so tad gutted, but we have a great squad.
We
so.
Do, and I thought, obviously, given that maybe, you know, we've had a chance to sleep on it, views might be a little bit different, because there was obviously a lot of talk on social medias, on Twitter and things like that, and obviously people had got different opinions about it. Always a shame to lose like a key player like Izzy, who has been an integral part of the Manchester City women's setup for many years now. But we wish her well, and if it has obviously yet to be confirmed, but if she does leave, we do wish her well. But moving forward, we're currently in America, we're on tour, we've got a few fixtures lined up, one friendly against PSG. And then we've got the International Women's Cup at the weekend. So that would be great, playing some big teams in there, including Lyon, ironically. But the big fixture for us, obviously looking forward, is Barcelona coming to the academy, and the return of Tony Duggan. So, Jane, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's fantastic to have a really high-calibre home friendly for the fans to go along to. I think there's lots of fans who will be really pleased to see Tony Duggan coming back, getting the chance to see her play again. I'm sure Tony will be enjoying the chance to come back and play against her old team. And I think Barcelona are kind of the high-calibre teams that we want to be looking at playing games against and testing ourselves against those kind of teams to try and you know, see the outcome.
Yeah, I'm personally just looking forward to obviously seeing how our new players are going to fit within the squad and the new positions, the new roles, and how they're going to settle in. I mean, obviously it does take time, given that we are bringing not just one or two players in, but, you know, a good 3-4 players that we want to be included and obviously have regular play. It's an exciting time, really, as a Man City fan. I mean, everyone was talking last season about how we needed strength and depth. That's all we heard. And I think it's fair to say we've gone away this summer and we've done that. We've added strength and we've added depth to the squad. So I'm looking forward personally to obviously seeing how that progresses at the start of the season.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. I mean, even some of the players who we've had for a while, like someone like Georgia, towards the end of last season, you saw her role in the team even changing and the position in the team changing. So kind of even seeing how that fits in alongside, will she continue to play in that new role that she was playing in?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other players will fit in around that. Yeah, seeing how everyone gels together will be fantastic.
I think possibly Nick is looking... I know you should play for the season, but I think he's possibly looking for that future as well.
Yeah.
Because he knows that one or two of the players are getting a little bit older, and as much as they want to continue playing, may decide to go down the coaching line or get their badges and work for City themselves.
Yeah.
But so I think he's looking to the future with the players and you know, like you say, strengthening up those younger players that we have.
I mean, particularly with obviously Lauren Hemp coming into the squad, she is such a young player and she is possibly one of those players that could offer that longevity that perhaps that we did have with Izzy should she leave. So that to me is exciting. You know, people look to obviously, you know, why can't we keep players, you know, these big players that have always been an important part of Man City, the Man City setup. But we all know that players come and go. It's just a way of life. It's a way of football. And unfortunately, we do have to just deal with it and move on and move forward and hope that obviously we progress and build on, you know, what we're trying to achieve. So
I think times have changed though, aren't they, already with transfers, with players from, well, it seems to be City players wanting to go abroad. You know, I think you are going to start to get that element of, one, they obviously want the trophy, but is that element of the money transfer going to come in already?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we don't hear much about, obviously, disclosed fees and things like that. That is obviously something in the women's game that is kept rather quiet. But yeah, I mean, it could play a part, but I know, obviously, personal development of players, the game is so different abroad as it is here, that they can obviously gain extra, you know, skills and skill sets that perhaps they haven't quite got in their bag at the moment, you know. So, like I said, wish you well. But either way, I'm still looking forward to the start of the season. So I've kind of got a bit that bring it on kind of attitude at the moment. I'm certainly excited. I'm certainly looking forward to getting to the first friendly at the academy for the Barcelona game. Anything else planned for the rest of the summer, or are we just looking forward to the games now?
Just waiting for the fixtures to come out now. As soon as the fixtures come out, then we can start planning away days and, you know, coach travel and things like that we can try and get as many fans down to the games as possible. As soon as the fixtures come out.
Yeah, because last season we did get affected by the times, especially the southern games, you know, down at Chelsea. The times were just so no good for anybody, that, you know, even the hardcore fans. So if this season we can try and get those fans back, because we are renowned for the way we travel and the size of our away travel, that would be nice to get that back. Because last season, you know, we have to admit, it was our stands were not full like they have been, and that was due to, you know, the times and a little bit of the clashes.
Hopefully now, though, the WSL have took obviously feedback, not just from Man City but other clubs as well, as to regards to the fixtures and the arrangement of fixtures and scheduling of games. Hopefully they have taken that on board, and hopefully next season will be different. Hopefully, fingers crossed. And I literally have got, we've all got our fingers crossed. But we're just waiting on the fixtures to be released, and then hopefully we'll be back again to discuss, well, where we're going to be heading off.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the draw for the County Cup as well. That's one of our first potentially big games.
That's it.
Everyone's got dare we say it, kind of a superstition that maybe we will draw Manchester United women in that draw, but who knows? Would you like to see that game?
I'll watch City wherever they go. I mean, you know, even if I have to go there, I will go there to support City.
I think from the FA's point of view, it's a bit like in the past we've turned around and said, I bet you we'll be playing Chelsea on that first game, or, you know, or whatever. If we're in a group and it's a northern group, I would say from an FA's point of view, they're going to put it Man City, Man U for that opening game.
It would be and a bit ironic, you know, a little bit.
It will be massive, sort of.
Sort of.
For them.
See.
For them.
Well, let's just say we're making more noise.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Well, Blandy, thank you. And Jane, thank you for joining me today, and look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.